and you needed your cabaret card, which is quite a racial profiling situation.
Say that again about the cabaret card. What did you say about
it was a racial situation there, because there was too many blacks and Hispanics working downtown. Nobody stood uptown, by Milton's, the Jazz Room.
Mittens,
mm-hmm. You're fine. Mm-hmm. Come down to Broadway, downtown. So we had to go to the police department. Billy Taylor had a thing on, an expose on that. Mm-hmm. And you had to get your fingerprints and a card. Without the card, you couldn't play any place. They serve liquor, so you're out of business. Happened to all the top jazz players that got caught on drugs and that. And that's why when they went to Europe, France opened the Palms first, and that's why I have a special thing for France that did that, mm-hmm. Even though they can't stand any American, I think, But we do well when we play there. Mm-hmm. The thing is that it was a racial situation, profiling situation, mm-hmm. and it was very sad. Mm-hmm. Billie Holiday, she could work New York, but only in the Carnegie Hall, you could only do that once a year, or every 2 years, or every 3 years, that she couldn't work, for example, She died handcuffed to a hospital bed in the Metropolitan Hospital. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Quite extraordinary, But that's the way it was, So, eventually I got into the Palladium, and I blew them away, because on Saturday, then it was the blue-collar worker, Puerto Rican mostly, and then on Sunday, all black. Mm. Majority was black. Mm-hmm. The blacks would come to me and say, "Hey, Eddie, you gonna give me some azúcar tonight, man?" And one note, look at trigo sabroso. And what about look at trigo en sabroso, man? I said, "Okay, brother, you got it." We were the favorite with the blacks. They were the ones that elevated me, and I could never thank them enough, because they loved them. It was a band, it was an orchestra, not a dance band only. Mm. It was an exciting dance orchestra, but it was an orchestra that you enjoy looking at. Mm. You learn looking at them, and you were fascinated to hear each individual showing his preparation, because they were all featured. If there's anything about me and the bandstand and my bands, there's no intimidating factor with me and my musicians. I want the best, and I'm going to pay them. I'm going to showcase them, and you're going to see something that you're not going to believe. And then how we work in a synchronized form so we can give you that delivery. Because I knew I wasn't going to miss, I knew it intuitively, like I tell you, but as I studied with Bob, then I learned it scientifically. Again, with the tension and resistance in, I said, oh, now we got it. You know that? You know what I mean?